Bob Love made a movie, but the only love in this movie is probably the love that happens while eating your brains. It's a zombie movie. A Time to Die is written and directed by local filmmaker Bob Love and filmed in Madison with local talent along with a few cameos from local music scenesters. The film premieres this Friday, March 29th at the Overture Center in Madison. Bob Love and zombie Steph Quinnell are here in the studio tonight. Bob and Steph, please don't eat my brains. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, all I can say is Steph was the zombie, so it could happen.
I'm just happy there's glass between us now.
But, you know, is there a history to like zombies eating brains? Why do zombies eat brains?
Well, as a director, I can't really speak to that, but I think our resident zombie.
I've actually done a little bit of research on that.
Oh, really?
I'm a little bit of a method actor, so I tried to study on that. There is a philosophy that the endorphins that kind of flow through the brains keep the pain down from the decomp of the body.
Ah.
So you're kind of staving off the pain and the suffering, I suppose.
I mean, does it really hurt a zombie? Are they feel pain when like their arm falls off?
You know, I was really fast, so I never really felt pain. I was eating a lot of people for the movie.
I did see the trailer, and I saw you, you know, taking care of business a couple times.
Wow. Bob, you formed Jinx Films 3 years ago when you left the video game industry to make independent films. Is that like quitting your job to join a band?
That is exactly quitting a job to be in a band. Yeah, I had climbed the mountain about as far as I was going to get as a writer, director, and video games. I love Raven Software. I love the people there. I got to work with A-list actors, and I'm directing mocap in these huge studios, but I wanted more. So I got into independent film, and I get to work with talented actors right here in Madison.
Wow. That's a great story. A Time to Die is a horror movie, but also a comedy. Tell us a little bit about the movie. How different is this zombie movie from other zombie movies?
Well, for our price range, we're a $20,000 budget, and we blow everybody else out of the water that's in our price range, and I'd even put us up against something that was 10 times our budget. Our actors are great. Our writing, of course, is fantastic.
Oh, of course
it is. We got it all. And our fight scenes are phenomenal. The actors, they train for that.
How do you raise money for the budget? I mean,
you haven't seen me out on State Street with the sign saying "We'll direct for money."
Sure. I've seen you. I threw
that
a couple
was you?
Dimes.
Yeah, that was one of five. And no, we did a Kickstarter.
Okay.
For that.
And there are several cameo appearances of local musicians and music. Sunspot is featured, and Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. He plays a guard. Kyle Henderson from the producers is in this, and our own Terry Barr is a newscaster. Am I missing anyone?
Mike Rip actually is doing lead guitar on one of our songs in the soundtrack.
Wow. So all kinds of...
Yeah, trying to get the local music scene involved.
And then Steph Quinnell, I heard you took fight classes, and I heard other actors were taking a lot of fight classes to make this movie.
Yeah, so over at, Infinity Martial Arts near the west side, we actually held a lot of group practices and also some individual practices with Brandon Tracy. He's one of the teachers over there, or I forget what the word for the teacher is in
sensei?
Sensei?
Yes.
Yeah, the sensei for that. So he was really great. A lot of his free time went into kind of taking us under his wing, so very appreciative.
Did you kind of take to it?
I mean, I would ask maybe TJ about that. Yeah. Taylor.
Well, I hear in the movie that you are the one who takes down Ty Christian.
No, oh. she takes down Taylor Brzezinski.
Oh, Taylor Brzezinski.
Yeah, no, Carlos
Tucker. Well, Taylor had it coming.
Yeah, Taylor, he's huge. He's a huge guy. And their fight scene is just so good. We worked 8 hours, we shot, for a 2.5-minute fight scene.
Wow.
8 hours of shooting. And she was phenomenal. Taylor was phenomenal. We're so great.
Go ahead, Rocker.
I was just going to say, like, what's the like most interesting thing about filming a fight scene like that people... don't know?
It's really more about selling it than throwing it. You really got to be able to do the reaction without actually getting hurt. Okay. A lot of it is the coordination and being able to read each other. So I really found that interesting, who I blended well with in those moments and who we kind of collided with at times. So
did anybody get hurt on scene in the fight scenes? Like hurt, like majorly hurt?
Not a bruise. No, majorly. There's always a few bumps and scrapes, but
you know. Then you'd have to eat the victims.
In real
life, that's how it works, right?
In real life, are there real zombies out here? Is there, I mean,
we can't talk about that. We've been told we can't. Men in Black told us we can't talk about that.
Sign us something that said they can't talk about it.
I'm not going to get like zapped here with a bright light.
They can only give us some information you can share with us, though, is how we can all come see this movie.
So we're playing at the beautiful Overture Center, which it's just, I'm speechless, and that's rare for me.
It's across the street from us.
It is across the street. It's a beautiful building. I'm looking at it right now. We're in the Promenade Hall. You can get tickets if you look on jinxedfilms.com, JYNXED films.com, or just look me up, Robert Love on Facebook. You'll see me standing in front of Carmageddon. and tickets are $10 a piece, and we're selling them at the door. Come on and see us this coming Friday at 7 o'clock.
It's a great date night movie.
It is.
Well, they say endorphins from movies like that actually can like make people think. I'm not even kidding. Like what they said in the movie Speed is true. If you watch it, that's why people like to go to scary movies for first dates, because they get that little zing between you.
Wow. I appreciate the backup there, KJ. Thank you very much.
No lie, man.
Now, I mean, is the cast there? Will we be able to meet the cast?
Yes, the cast will be there. And afterwards, we're going to have merchandise, posters, and DVDs for sale, and they'll sign them. And if you're lucky, Steph will sign. She's a little particular about that.
Why is that, Steph? Why are you being particular? A particular
I'm
job?
Just kidding. She's not.
Oh, she doesn't want you to make money on eBay off of her signature.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, too late. It's already happened.
Robert, congratulations to you. I know you've been working on, we've known each other for a couple of years now since the university studio.
Yep.
And I can't believe it's actually going to happen for you. You have to be numb with excitement.
There were times I didn't think it was going to happen, but because of actors like Steph and all the rest of the crew, the cast and the crew, we just kept working and working and working, and it took us 3 years, but gosh darn it, we did it.
Wow.
And thank you so much for supporting us with this.
You're welcome. Steph, congratulations to you, too. I know you've worked your tail off for this, and it's going to be fun watching your movie on the big screen while you're sitting there in the Overture Center.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of a dream come true. It's awesome.
That's great. Congratulations to you both. Once again, A Time to Die, the premiere is happening next week at the Overture Center. What's the website we can get more information on, too?
Jinxedfilms.com, JYNXED films.com.
I'm not sure if this is the right song, but I don't want to be a ghost.
Perfect.
I'm not.